Welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. If you are looking to earn more, work less, and grow your cleaning company, you are in the right place. Want more than just this 20 minutes of amazingness? Check out growmycleaningcompany.com for all of our fantastic resources, or go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get details on our next event where you can hang out with Mike, myself, and your fellow Cleaning Nation members. Today is the second half and continuation of return guest Dave Folinger. So without further ado, let's get started.
The last thing that's the most important part, which a lot of people miss, and I think, Dave, you're actually in a, I don't want to say unique, but enviable position that you're able to have enough resources to inundate all the niches that you want to play in. One of the axioms of direct mail is if you've got 1,000 pieces of mail to send, do not send 1,000 people one piece of mail. Send 333 people three pieces of mail, right? It's the synergy of those three is greater than just, you know, more people. So it's the same with a niche, right? If you want to serve everybody, you can serve nobody, right? If you're not a national brand like M&M's or Toyota, you've got a niche, right? It's hard to compete with those people from zero to there. And those people, I'm guessing, all started in a much smaller niche. So all that to say, you have to make sure that your niche feels like you are ubiquitous. If they go to a trade show, there you are. If they go online, you've got ads that are following them around the internet. When they open their email box, by golly, here's an offer for that. when they go to their mailbox, there's a shock and awe package or a fancy invitation from a Kentucky Colonel, to come to a lunch and learn that you're putting on, or a call from a nice person saying, why don't you be on my podcast? But it doesn't matter where they turn. It just feels like you and your company are everywhere. If you're not able to do that, do not add another niche. You'll just grow slower. So once you've gone through the steps of starting with your goals, making sure that this is goal-based, not just, you know, wanderlust. I've got to grow. I got to do something new. Start with your goal. Make sure that you're very clear with you and your team, red, yellow, green. Verify how much opportunity there is in the current niches. Then you can kind of look at what niches you're going to add in terms of, you know, making your red smaller and your yellow bigger, or your yellow smaller and your green bigger. Then and only then are you going to say, do I have the resources in terms of time and money, right? And money, time might mean there's only 40 hours in the day. If you want to have three niches and you think you're going to do them yourself, you're out of your mind. I would have at least one employee for each niche, right? One employee that is the expert in that niche. At least, I'm not saying that that's enough. I'm saying if you can't at least do that, you can't even have the conversation. So that's going to be the kind of big stroke painting we can do for that. Any questions or thoughts before we hit the lightning round and I shut up for 2 seconds and let you share some of your genius, my friend?
No, this has been good.
They always sound surprised. No, that was actually helpful. Like, oh, good.
I'm glad
I could surprise and delight you, my friend. All right. Well, Cleaning Nation, as we head to the lightning round, I do want to invite you, if you want to hang out with me, and I'm just going to put Dave in. And Dave, he'll be there January. Absolutely. I don't know. So this is how we work now, Dave. If not, that's fine. Just let down Cleaning Nation. You know, there'll be 15 disappointed people that'll, probably take up torches, but fine. That's, you know, follow your judgment, buddy. If you want to hang out with me for sure, and maybe Dave or some emissary, maybe he's too good to hang out our events now and he's going to send a Kentucky, you know, sergeant perhaps to hang out. I don't know how that works, you know, rank wise, but if for sure me and Natalie and 15 other plus you titans of industry, our next event, and we only do a couple a year, is growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out. It's going to be here in my hometown, Phoenix. It's going to be in January. The weather here is going to be 72 degrees and perfect. Would love to see you. All right, that said, let's hit the lightning round. Three quick questions. Dave, you're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
Never stop learning. Wake up every day and never think you have it all figured out. You know, there's a lot of people that go through business and either because of stubbornness or closed-mindedness, I think, limit their opportunities because they want to say, you know, I've got it all figured out. And boy, with the world changing as quickly as it is, you know, just the things that we're looking at right now where technology is changing and you know, we deal with low wage workers. So what's going to happen with wages? They're going to skyrocket. You know, you can never think that you've got it all figured out. I encourage people to align with, you know, other professionals. Maybe not you, Mike.
clearly not me.
but no, I mean, get coaches, align with other peer groups maybe from different businesses, but, you know, facing similar challenges. And if you have the right group of people, you'll be amazed. None of them have it figured out. And if they'll admit that, you can really grow and develop.
All right, Dave, you know how much I dislike complimenting you, certainly in public in front of all my in front of Cleaning Nation, but it has to happen. There's just no way around it. I got to call out Dave here in terms of he is because he's one of my one-on-one clients. I invite him into our Clean Profit program, which is really the very small group of people that I work with on a very kind of personal level. And in that spectrum, Dave's, if not the largest, one of the larger folks in that group in terms of revenue and probably experience having done this for, you know, what is it, a day, seven decades, six, that were, you know, how, the many decades of experience that this guy's got. And the group is constantly impressed with when I'll say you should tag Dave, or, you know, I'm constantly trying to connect one with another in terms of, I know this guy would or gal would know about this. You guys should connect. And three or four times, I've brought up Dave. Oh, he'd be great at that. He's a great example. And they're always shocked at two things. One, his responsiveness, and two, his peer to peer, right? In terms of, hey, I've got just definitively more experience than you do. And our company's doing more revenue, but Dave's one of the people I love. And it's so funny, the people that are just starting are the know-it-alls. They are full cups. They have nothing to learn, and they're just conversations over, and you can't get a word in edgewise. The guys like Dave, who have forgotten more about this business than a lot of people know, asks the most questions, is the most receptive, and always looking to learn. And it's just funny, the paradox of the folks that desperately need the help feel like they know that they know everything, and they're constantly telling people much smarter than them what time it is. And the folks that really do have the experience are the ones that ask a lot of questions and listen and are willing to learn from people in different steps of the journey. One of the things I really like about you, Dave, and you know it's true because I hate giving you praise in front of God and everybody, but here we are. It's out there in the universe. I can't even deny it. We're recording. Anyway, so that said, what's the biggest mistake? And I'm actually interested to hear this personally. Biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from it.
Biggest mistake. There have been so many. in cleaning.
In the business. Whether it's the cleaning side, yeah, the business side, hiring, anywhere. Anywhere you're like, oh my gosh, if I could have learned, if someone could have told me this was going to happen, it would have saved me brain damage. Hit me.
You sort of alluded to this earlier, several decades ago, you know, 20 years ago, I'm also in the commercial floor covering business, but that industry, there were three big players that were trying to do a roll up. So everyone was being gobbled up and consolidating, and we hitched our wagon to one of those and said, we're going to go from two locations to 50 locations. And this, you know, large company was there to say, sure, that sounds like a great idea, and we'll give you some capital to do so, and we'll subordinate it so the bank will think it's actually equity, even though it was debt. And we had no plan, and really we didn't have an end in mind. We just had an opportunity to step on the gas. And so, you know, I would wake up in Chattanooga, think I was in South Bend, but I was supposed to be in Louisville. And we wrote a book on how to outpace your cash, how to make every bad people management decision, every bad, you know, financial management decision. And shortly after the dot-com blip, two phone calls happened. One, the big brother said, yeah, all that subordinated debt, we'd like that back now. And the bank, who was our line of credit, said, hey, the other debt, we want to get out of the contracting business.
Oh, my goodness.
And, it was game over. Now, we aligned with a fund, so we got some, you know, money at kneecap breaking rates, and they helped us approach the people we owed and negotiate discount, and we were able to sell some locations, shut down some locations, didn't have to restructure through bankruptcy, but definitely shrunk quick and knock on wood, lived to fight another day, and I'm much happier with the path we took after that. But you know, I was still in my 20s then, just, you know, I didn't have an end in mind. I didn't, you know, really know why I was doing it. So therefore, I really didn't have a plan. It was dots on a map. It was ego. It was step on the gas. Look at me. I'm in Floor Covering Weekly now. So, you know, now I've gone all the way down to a podcast. National publications to podcast.
So, poor Dave, this happened to you in your 20s. So it's been 50, 60 years, and you're still stinging from the pain.
Stop it.
Sorry, 70?
2001.
Yeah. still stinging from the pain of putting on the gas without having the context like we talked about in terms of rolling us up into our real goals. And I think that's just great feedback that we can all go decide, no, I've got to make the mistake my own. I've got to have these kinds of calls from the banks and pay these terrible interest rates and make these mistakes on my own. Or we can listen to old wise men like Dave and kind of learn from his mistakes. Very excellent feedback, Dave. That's just a fantastic reminder to keep things in perspective as opposed to just, we can grow. No time for questions. You know, just like you said, foot on the gas without realizing we're on the wrong road, heading the wrong direction. All right, last question.
Yeah, now that you brought those memories up, I'm going to send my extra therapy bill your way.
Good. If I can't leave a guest in tears, I don't feel that I've done my job, frankly. So last question. I know that you, with that big brain, did not acquire all that information just from mistakes and good experiences, but you've read a ton of books, and I'm always interested in what people I respect and admire, such as yourself, Dave, are reading. Any books, book or books that you can recommend to Clean Nation?
Absolutely. So let's start with Traction. And Geno Wickman wrote Traction, and the reason I like it so much, it is not a business book based on theory and study like Good to Great was,
yep.
Which was a great book, but it is a collection of thought from people like Vern Harnish, from Lencioni, from Blanchard, from, you know, all these business thinkers. And Geno Wickman, you know, puts it together, and what's even neater is he builds – a step-by-step process for an operating system. So it's like, it's like a gym membership with a, you know, workout plan already. Now, if you don't do it, you know, we're still going to be, you know, fat and out of shape. But it is a great book for someone saying, you know, I want some clarity on which direction I'm going and the steps to get there over the next 10 years. So that's one of my favorites right there.
Mastering
the Rockefeller Habits.
Yeah, I was just about to say the names that you mentioned had collaborated with Vern Harnish and Patrick Lencioni, and it makes me feel old because I'm like, yeah, those are all the old guys back in the day. And I'm like, crap, I know those guys, so I've labeled myself as old. But I've not read that book. I'm typing it in my notes to order it as soon as we get off the phone because it sounds like a huge asset, something I need. So I just wanted to encourage it. And then you sounds like you're just about to talk about Vern's book, Rockefeller Habits, which is one of my favorites. I probably recommended as much or more than any other book. So you go right ahead, buddy.
Yep. Yeah. So Mastering the Rockefeller Habits by Vern Harnish. Great book on rhythm and the power of rhythm in communication and in establishing habits to drive change and growth through an organization. You know, if you're an organization of one person, you probably don't need the book. You don't need Traction either. But when you start to have employees, have those leadership habits, huge. And then as you start to get a team around yourself, the five dysfunctions of a team,
Patrick Lencioni,
huge. And that's all about getting rid of ego and building trust and do you have the right people around you? And finally, and boy, I can't remember the author, but applicable to our industry, and I love this book, The Dream Manager. Do you remember who wrote that?
I'm racking my brain. I'll see if I can think it up while you're giving a description. But these are just great, 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 great pulls.
But if you Google, if you Google the Dream Manager, it's a fable. So it's a nice story. But then there are pieces of actual business book in it. And it's a true story of a janitorial company. And it's all on employee engagement and aligning with your employees' hopes and dreams, because they have them, no matter if they're being paid minimum wage or if they're being paid a six-figure salary. It's not something that even I can just, implement point for point. I don't have dream managers on staff like this company grew to, but it is great on building perspective of the importance of people, because above all, this business is people. I don't care what equipment you have. I don't care what chemical you use. I don't even care really exactly what process you use, but it's all the people. And, if you can have a difference in turnover, national average is 400%. Get it under 100%, game changer. Not to mention consistency and quality go up. So people, that's our whole business. And so I absolutely love that book. It's a very quick read, and it's a super feel good. And old guys like me actually cry, when you read it.
I've read that book, and I literally, I was looking it up to get the author, who's Matthew Kelly. And I don't know where my copy went. I've literally added it to my cart. And did you say Traction is Gino Wickman?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone that's watching the YouTube channel can see me literally adding to cart. And if I can get a one click, checkout, I will own these. But wait, place your order. $35.95 based on your word, Dave Follinger. Wait for it. Done and done. I'm an owner. Be guaranteed delivery 2 days. Here we go. Anyway, all that to say, we get a lot of recommendations for excellent books that are kind of classics, like Napoleon Hill and what's his face? Michael Gerber, E-Myth. Very, very good books that can kind of be at any level, right? If you're just starting, as you get larger and larger, those work. The books and the names, the Vern Harnish, the Pacto Lencioni, the Dream Manager, that Traction book. Gosh, when you start getting, I'd probably say 30 employees and up, these are like just gold, gold. And if you want to know how those people think at that level, even if you're not there, still could be good reads. Some of the best feedback I think I've gotten in terms of books. Dave, thank you so much for joining us. And again, this is such an example of guys that have a ton to give, a ton of people that want their time and attention, and they're still willing to give back, because God bless you, Dave. Even at the level that you're at, I think that hopefully you get as much value when you give. And I just Cleaning Nation appreciate you. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation, that is behavior to model. If you want to have success, do the things that successful people do. If you want to check out Dave's show notes page, I will make sure that we've got his official documentation, RE Kentucky Colonel, all the links to the book. I'll link to, obviously, the Jack Laurie Group. We'll link to his last podcast appearance. We'll link to the live event that he's clearly coming to now that I've strong-armed and pressured him in front of God and everybody. It's all growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.